The Art of Living a Life You Love. Introduction. But Mom, I thought you were writing a book that was for me, too. My son Xander said those words to me several years ago. I was taking a writing class called You Can Complete That Book with Leslie Keenan, a writer, teacher, mentor, and coach who's been in the publishing world for over 20 years. I had started writing a book about color because it's a passion of mine. Hearing Xander say that he wanted me to write a book that was for him too inspired me. Xander's words made me realize what I really wanted to do was write a book for him, for my family, friends, and clients, for all who are in my circle of influence, about what I've learned and how it has helped me create and live a life I love. Loving my life is something I've learned how to do. I learned it from a combination of life lessons, from my own experience, mistakes, my observations of what happy people do, and words of wisdom from books, audios, workshops, and seminars. In addition, I've learned from mentors and treasured teachers who have been role models and guides for me. They have inspired me to keep learning and growing every year of my life. The Art of Living a Life You Love. Living a life you love is an art. When you're living a life you love, you become the artist who is shaping and shading your life. You get to choose how your life looks, feels, and sounds. Each year of your life, you can begin a new painting or continue adding dabs of color or new choices to the masterpiece you are creating. Living a life you love is about choices, your choices. You get to pick and then pick again and again and again. Your contrasting experiences will help you clarify your personal preferences, and that will help you become very clear as to what you really want and how you most want to live. A living example. We learn by example, and I'm a real-life example of someone who has learned how to create and live a life I love. For many years, I was so busy trying to please others, and just plain busy, that I had forgotten who I was and what gave me joy. I had given up on some of my favorite dreams because of comments made by people who I realize now were just trying to control me because of their own agenda. I'm also an example of someone who learned you need to keep noticing the changes that are going on around you so you can make the changes and adjustments necessary to recreate your vision of what a life you love looks like, feels like, sounds like, and then show up to take the actions that will move you in the direction of your dreams, goals, and heart's desires. I've discovered that learning and growing feels good because it keeps life fresh, exciting, and fun. I see so many people who spend their time trying to fit in rather than learning, growing, and becoming more of who they were born to be. Learning to be myself and feel good about it has been one of the most important lessons that I've learned. My own journey toward self-esteem and self-acceptance took many years. Even though it can be hard to be honest about the mistakes I've made, doing so allows others to learn from my experience. Sharing my life lessons and helping people learn makes me feel good. My journey and choices. My journey of personal development and spiritual growth began at age 23 when my brother gave me a book titled Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. Right after he gave me the book, I saw Wayne Dyer on The Tonight Show talking about his book, Your Erroneous Zones. Reading those two books helped me realize that when you change the way you think, your life can change in many positive ways. We can all make choices that help us feel good. Our feelings come from our thoughts, and since we can guide our thoughts, we have a lot of control over how we feel. My grandmother believed that our feelings control our thoughts. She argued with me about it and refused to believe the opposite could be true. What you believe becomes true for you, and so her beliefs became a self-fulfilling prophecy for her. If we make it a habit to notice what we are thinking, we can guide our thoughts to better feeling thoughts, which will help us get better results in our lives. We can also choose to spend time with people who are positive role models and learn from what they think, say, and do. Listening to your heart. Because love is a passionate and energizing force, it makes you feel full of sunshine and excitement. It makes you feel more alive. Listening to your heart and following its desires can lead you to the people, places, and experiences you need in order to become more yourself. It's also true that work can feel like play when you do what you love for a living. Being with people who inspire and encourage you to be yourself, the real you, feels divine because they are helping you discover what matters most to you and what you are here to learn, to share, to teach, and to give. People who animate you and energize you are like diamonds that sparkle and lead you to your best life. A life of love is a life of listening to your heart, the soft voice of your spirit, and moving confidently in the direction of your heart's desires, goals, and most cherished dreams. Sometimes it's hard to believe how much joy I feel. My life has become so much like my dreams, I now know that what I can vividly imagine can become my reality. While writing part of this introduction, I was sitting on a lounge chair at the Hyatt Regency Maui, and the beautiful aqua water of the pool was right in front of me. I could see and hear waterfalls that are part of the pool. I could hear waves crashing on the sand to my left, and I was feeling very grateful for all of the beauty around me, the tropical sights, sounds, and colors. We were on Maui having what we think of as a family celebration vacation. I feel filled with love, gratitude, and joy as I think about how much fun we have together. The beautiful Maui sunset photo on the cover of this book was taken by me during one of our family celebration vacations. The life lessons in this book have helped me enjoy my journey during what Earl Nightingale taught me to think of as our holiday on earth. It's my intention to live my life as if it were a holiday or a grand vacation because in reality, that is how I think of my life on earth. You too can choose to live your life as a holiday, your own special kind of vacation. You go on vacations to enjoy your gift of time, the adventures, the people you will meet and interact with, the life lessons that occur, and especially for the fun. Our time here on this beautiful planet called Earth is like a holiday. I hope you'll plan your holiday on Earth at least as well as you would an inspiring and fun vacation. If you do, your life can be a wonderful adventure full of love, laughter, joy, and fun. Reminders for me and you. This book contains the best of what I've learned that has taken me from feeling lonely, isolated, and insecure during my teens and early 20s to a life full of love, connection, and joy. Now my life feels fantastic and includes plenty of love, hugs, music, singing, dancing, laughter, creativity, beauty, travel, learning, growth, contribution, prosperity, freedom, joy, and fun. This book is full of reminders for me and some for you as well. As Will Rogers said, none of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We can all use some reminders. What I know for sure is that the more we know, the more we need reminders, so we'll use what we know. When you come across an idea you've heard before, in this book or somewhere else, think of it as a reminder. Remembering to use what you know helps you create a life of success, love, and joy. The life lessons in this book can help you feel great about your life, your choices, and about being you. I wish you a life of love, beauty, prosperity, joy, freedom, fun, and warm golden sun. A life of health, happiness, and success. A life you truly love and enjoy. Margot Joy Denader. How to get the most from this book. Suggestions for readers. There are 12 chapters in this book. Each chapter has a basic theme that is part of loving your life. When I started to write this book, I was having a hard time deciding which chapters came first, second, third, and so on. Then I realized that what I was writing could be read in any order. However, to get the most from this book, you'll want to read the book from beginning to end the first time through. The introduction will help you understand why I wrote this book and how it can help you. Chapter 1 is important because it will help you clarify what a life you love means to you. Each chapter has a focus that will help you love your life. After you've read the whole book, reread it or review the chapters in the order that feels right for you. You will benefit most from reading this book if you take time to do the Take Action, Write from Your Heart assignments and exercises, because they too will help you clarify your picture of the life you most want to live. You can choose to read this book in a day, a week, a month, savor it for 12 weeks, or read a chapter a month for 12 months. Whatever feels good to you. Living a life you love is a spiritual journey, so this book has many references to God. When I say God, I'm referring to a creative energy that can be called any name you like. Often I call this creative energy God because it feels like a shorthand way of describing it. You will notice I also refer to it as source energy, the great creator, the great artist, all that is, the universe, and universal intelligence. Have you noticed that God and good are only one O apart in their spelling? When I first heard that, I realized it feels good to think of God and good as the same thing. So whenever I say God, I'm also referring to good. When I refer to feeling good, it's the same as saying that you're feeling God inside of you. The most important thing is to call this creative energy whatever feels good to you. Treasures in My Library. This book is full of ideas that have helped me love my life. I will feel honored if you choose to use it as a reference book to remind you of what you have learned that is helpful to you. Make it yours. Highlight in it. Fill in the blanks. Write notes in the margins. It's my hope that this book will also help inspire you to read books and or listen to audio programs created by my mentors. At the end of the book, you'll find a list of many books, audio programs, musicians, photographers, and artists, and some inspiring movies that I recommend. Highlight or mark the ones that sound good to you and read them, listen to them, or watch them when the time feels right. You'll find an up-to-date list of resources on my website at www.margotjoydenader.com. Enjoy your journey. Decide what matters most to you. Clarity is power. Being clear about what you want is the first step. Knowing what matters most to you helps you create and live your best life. This book can help you decide what is most important to your happiness. It's up to you to decide how you most want to live your life. Remember, life is supposed to be fun. Allow yourself to have fun. Be playful when planning and creating a life you'll love to live. Be playful while living your life. Savor your moments. Enjoy your journey. Know that your time here on Earth can be a wonderful, beautiful, joyful, holiday full of love, laughter, creativity, growth, adventures, and fun. The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 1. Imagine a life you love. Contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you want to produce. Dr. Wayne Dyer. How do you feel about the life you're living? Do you feel as though you're living on fast forward or autopilot? Do you feel controlled by other people's plans? Do you feel guilty if you take time for yourself? Are you living your life more by habit or by choice? As it says in the title of this chapter, the first thing you need to do is imagine a life you love. Think about that for a moment. How would you feel? What would you see? What would you hear? Where would you be? Who would be with you? Living a life you love feels good because it means you're living your life your way. Living a life you love means knowing what matters most to you, living your values, and believing in yourself enough to keep moving toward your goals, heart's desires, and dreams. Would you like to find out how enjoyable your life can be? Are you ready to live from your imagination instead of from your personal history? In order to love your life, you need to take an honest look at the life you're living. You need to decide what you like about your life and what you would like to change about it. Your life can become like your most cherished dreams, but first, you have to know what your dreams are and how you most want to live. If you dislike almost everything about your life, you have many opportunities for making it better and having more fun. If you like your life now, you can make it better by deciding what you'd like to change or improve. The life you have imagined. I remember seeing Derek Jeter's book, The Life You Imagine, Life Lessons for Achieving Your Dreams, at a school book fair when my son Xander was in fifth grade. I said to Xander, "What a great title!" I asked him if he would like to read the book if I bought it for him, and he said yes. Xander liked the book and told me he thought I would like it. I read it. That book inspired me to do all I could to help Xander learn how to set and achieve goals to make his dreams come true. Derek's story reminded me of how much it can help to have your parents' encouragement and support when you're working toward big goals. Reading Derek Jeter's book started me thinking about the life I had imagined for myself up to that point, and I realized we are all living the life we have imagined, whether it is what we want or not. When people are living a life they dislike, it usually has something to do with how they're using their imagination. People who love their life use their imagination to create a future in which they are happy, proactive, and successful. What do you imagine? How are you using your imagination? Have you ever imagined what it would be like to live your dreams? Do you know how you really want to live? To get what you really want, you need to know what you really want. You need to decide how you really want to live and then begin living your life from your imagination instead of by habit or from your personal history. Are you imagining yourself living a life you love? If not, why? Did people tell you you couldn't succeed at what you wanted to do? Did you believe them? Did you give up? What do you believe is possible for you? In the next chapter, we'll take a look at how some of your beliefs might be getting in your way. For now, please just notice how you habitually use your imagination. Are you using it to imagine things you fear? Or are you using it to picture living a life you love? The quote by Wayne Dyer at the beginning of this chapter says, Contemplate yourself as being surrounded by the conditions you want to produce. He's saying to think about the conditions you want to produce. Please notice that he doesn't say to think about the conditions other people want you to produce. You need to know what matters most to you to live a life you love. You need to create a clear picture in your mind of the life you most want to live. Can you picture yourself living your most cherished dreams of the future? Can you feel yourself moving in the direction of your dreams? Feel the excitement of living the life you want to live. Wayne Dyer also says, what you think about expands. This means if what you're thinking about is what you dislike, that is what expands. If you think about what they want for you, that is what expands. The key is to think about what you want and hold it as a clear picture in your mind. When you do, that is what will expand. What matters most to me? She lets me be me. That was the answer a treasured friend of mine gave me when I asked him why he decided to marry his wife. He never said, she tries to make me be just like her. He only said, she let him be himself. She lets me be me. As I heard him say those words, an alarm went off in my head. I was in my 30s at the time, and it came as a shock to realize that I needed to be me. His words made me realize that for my whole life, up to that point, I had been trying to fit in so I would be loved and accepted. Because of trying to be who other people wanted me to be, I had made too many choices because of what other people would think. Has that ever happened to you? During my teens and the early part of my 20s, I wanted to fit in and be like everybody else because I thought it would make people like me. I also wanted to be different and special, to stand out, but I felt that was for others, not for me. The song, Lonely Little In-Between, from the Patty Duke movie Billy, seemed like it had been written about me. Feeling unloved and lonely caused me to do, and try to be, things that were wrong for me. I had to decide what was most important to me. Learning that I need to do what feels right to me, even when other people think I'm crazy, was important. What I learned is that being who I'm meant to be is the only way to feel happy and be loved for the real me. When I began writing the first draft of this book, there were previews for a movie called What a Girl Wants, and the line from the movie trailer that kept playing in my head said, why are you trying so hard to fit in when you're born to stand out? The message of the movie was that to be happy and to be loved for who you are, you need to be yourself. It's being yourself that makes you special and lovable. It's also the theme of this book. We are all born to stand out in our own special way. The path to doing that is to be who we are and live life our own way. This is how we love the life we are living. Take action, right from your heart. Following are some questions that can help you discover or remember what matters most to you. To get the most benefit from answering the questions, it's helpful to write your answers on paper. Writing allows you to have a conversation with your own mind and spirit about what is important to you. Writing helps you get to know yourself better, and you can read what you wrote again later to help keep you on track. Write each question that follows in a notebook or in your journal. Make a list of answers for each question. Do this when you have time to yourself. Quiet time to listen to what your heart is trying to tell you. Notice how each question makes you feel about the life you're living, then write about how you want to feel about your life. Only you can decide how you most want to live your life. Answering the following questions will help you make some important decisions about how you want to live. Seeing your answers on paper will help you remember what makes you feel alive, what you want, what you like about your life, and what you would like to change. 1. What do you really want to do with your time? 2. What makes you feel most alive when you're doing it? 3. What do you enjoy doing? 4. What do you like most about your life? 5. What would you like to change about your life? How do you feel when you read your answers to the questions? If you only feel okay about your answers, keep asking yourself until you begin to feel excited. When you have been honest with yourself about what you really want and what is important to you, it will cause you to feel excited. The feeling of excitement, especially if you feel a bit of fear mixed in, means you know what you care about most and you believe that what you wrote will move you in the direction you want to go. Is it fear or excitement? Fear and excitement can feel similar. Sometimes it can be hard to discern the difference. One way to tell the difference is to notice if what's causing the feeling is something that you want or something someone else wants for you. If you want it and you feel some fear, it is probably a mixture of the two feelings. If you would rather never do it, then it's probably just fear or a feeling of dread because it's not what you want. Keep asking yourself the question, what do I really want? When you feel good about it, you're on the right track. What would you do if you weren't afraid? A good way to find out what fears are holding you back is to ask yourself the question, what would I do if I weren't afraid? Try answering that question for a few days. When I did it, I made a list and was surprised to see how many answers were on the pages I had written. I had thought I'd stopped letting fear hold me back. Now I realize that at each new phase of my life, it can be helpful to answer that question to see what fears have cropped up. Give it a try. I think you'll find it enlightening to realize where you might be letting fear stop you. Doing this can inspire you to create a list of things that are important to you. Let your list inspire you to take action. What would you want people to say about you? Another powerful way to focus on your priorities and on how you really want to live your life is to imagine being at your own funeral, memorial, or life celebration. In the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey suggests that you imagine what people in your life would be saying about you. Are people saying what you would want them to say? If not, what would you want them to say? It can be very helpful to put this in writing. Think about the people you love. Think about the people whose work has inspired you. Think about what you would want each of these people to say about you. Think of the various roles you play in life. In my life, for example, I am a mom, a wife, a life coach, a sister, a friend, a writer, an author, and a radio host that inspires and encourages people to love themselves, love what they do, and love the world they live in. For each of my roles, I've considered what I would want to have said about me. As an example, the following is what I would want my son, Xander, to say about me in my role as his mom. My mom always inspired and encouraged me to keep learning and growing, to do my personal best, and to always go the extra mile. She was a role model for me because she was someone who loved the life she was living, and she taught by example the joy that comes from giving what you're here to give. She taught me that what I say is important, but how I say it is even more important, and I'm glad she did. I feel proud of my mom for writing books and recording audio programs that inspire and encourage people to live a life they love. She helped me explore my talents and interests and encouraged me to find work I love to do. I love my mom, and I feel lucky that she was my mom. I always felt loved by her, and she told me often that she loved me and that she felt lucky to be my mom. She filled our home with love, joy, beauty, and gratitude for the prosperity we enjoyed in our lives. I'll always remember my mom, dad, and me saying the prayer she wrote. It feels great to express our gratitude and appreciation. I always go to sleep thinking about how grateful I feel for my home, my family, my friends, and so much more. I feel lucky to have my mom's books, audios, and videos to remind me of the things I've learned from her. She inspired me to keep learning, growing, giving, and enjoying my journey during my holiday on Earth. My mom was an example for me of how to achieve and enjoy my big, exciting dreams by moving toward them one goal at a time. I have happy memories of our time together. My mom was warm golden sunshine in my life. When I read what Xander might say about me, it reminds me how I want to live my life and the kind of example I want to set for the people in my life. What would you like to have said about you? It's well worth the time it takes to write at least one of these scripts as a reminder of what you would want to be said about you at your memorial or life celebration. Writing one for each role you play in life is the best way to do it. I highly recommend doing at least one of these. You can always add more as you decide what you most want to have said about you. What does success mean to you? In order to feel successful, to feel passion, excitement, and joy, you need to pay attention to how you're feeling. Your feelings are signals that let you know when you're headed in the wrong direction. You need to listen to your inner wisdom. Your feelings are reminders from your spirit that tell you when you need to stop and think about what matters most to you. Your feelings can tell you what's right for you, if you will just pay attention. Each of us has our own beliefs about success. Do you know what has to happen for you to feel successful? Some people measure their success by how much money they earn. But if money is success, how much money does it take to feel successful? It seems to me that people who believe that success means earning a lot of money keep increasing the amount they need to earn to feel successful. If you keep raising the amount of money you need, how can you ever feel successful? Earning money is an external measure of success. Because the amount of money you earn can buy symbols of success, it seems to be the target for lots of people. But have you noticed that quite often people who think success equals money are emotionally empty? One way to tell if people are trying to fill an inner emptiness with money is that they keep buying more things to fill the empty feeling. Ask yourself, does this person have joy in their life or just lots of money in the bank? What people really want is how they think having lots of money will make them feel. What are your core values? Do you know what you value? Values are feelings that you want to feel. As Anthony Robbins teaches, money and family are ways to get the feelings, the values, you believe you'll get by having them. For example, money might represent for you the feeling that you have freedom of choice, comfort, security, and the ability to give. Family might represent a way to get feelings of love, connection, and joy. What you really want is how you think you'll feel because of having lots of money, a family, and/or success in your career. What are the feelings that you value most? Years ago, I took a quiz that helped me clarify my top values. The quiz had a list of words and phrases. Readers were asked to highlight the ones that felt most important to them. When I was taking the quiz, many of the words and phrases seemed to jump out and say, "Circle me." There were lots of words that felt important to me. The next step was to narrow the words down to my top 10. It was a challenge to choose only 10. But then the exercise became even more challenging. We had to choose our top 4 values from our top 10 choices. I've since decided that it works better to have more than 4, so I've now got 7 core values: love, beauty, prosperity, joy, freedom, fun, and sun. Whenever I read them, say them, or see them, I feel good. They remind me of what I want to have more of in my life. Take action, right from your heart. I've created a list of words in alphabetical order so you can decide what words appeal to you. Go through the list of words and circle or highlight the ones you feel inspired to mark. Find the words that feel good to you. You can download the Core Values Quiz words on my website at margotjoydenator.com. For now, listen to the words and see which ones feel important to you. Abundance, achievement, adventure, art, artistic, attract, balance, beauty, calm, change, choice, coach, color, comfort, communication, community, compassion, connect, contribution, courage, create, creativity, dance, delight, design, discover, drama, education, elegance, encourage, energize, energy, enjoy, entertain, enthusiasm, excitement, experience, family, fitness, freedom, fun, giving, grace, gratitude, growth, harmony, health, honesty, humor, imagination, inspire, integrity, intelligence, joy, kindness, laughter, learn, listen, light, love, mastery, model, money, move, music, noticing, nurture, originality, passion, peaceful, persevere, personality, plan, play, playful, prosperity, quality, questions, reading, responsible, risk, romance, safety, sensitivity, serenity, sing, social, space, sparkle, spirit, sports, strong, sun, taste, teach, thoughtful, touch, transform, trust, truth, unique, unity, variety, vision, vitality, warmth, wealth, wisdom, wonder, words, right. Circle 10 or more words from the list. Next, from your top word choices, mark your top 4 to 7 core values and write your list in the book or on some 3x5 cards or in your journal. Look at the words you've chosen and notice how you feel. Do you feel good when you read them, say them, and think about them? Do they feel right to you? If any of the words feel wrong to you, perhaps you've written what you think you should write on the list. Are the values yours, or are they values you've been told to believe you should put on the top of your list? What matters most to you is what goes on your list. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper and write about how you can express and enjoy your core values in your life. Think about whether your top values are being met by the way you have been living your life. Notice where you might need to make some new choices to honor your core values. I'll give you some examples of how my core values are being expressed and enjoyed in the various parts of my life. Love. Love is part of everything I do, think, and feel. I express my love for my family and friends with the words I speak and the words I write in cards, email, and letters. I put love into the work I do. My home is full of sounds of love in conversations, music, and movies. One of my favorite affirmations about love from Sonia Choquette says, "I am love, I am loving, I am loved." In my opinion, being love means being kind, patient, and sounding like I care by how I use my voice. I give my love freely to my family, friends, and myself. In fact, as I learned from Louise Hay, the greatest gift I can give myself is unconditional love. Love that is unconditional is also a great gift to give to the people in your life. I enjoy being a loving person because it makes me feel good. I feel thankful for all of the love I receive from my family, friends, and clients. Beauty. Beautiful sights, beautiful sounds, beautiful colors, beautiful homes, beautiful places in nature all give me feelings of joy. Beauty nourishes my spirit and calms my mind. Beauty is a value and a need for me. It feeds my spirit and gives me feelings of joy. I make a point of including beautiful sunrises, sunsets, tropical island photos, mountains, flowers, palm trees, and green meadows surrounded by forest in my life. I focus on the beauty of colors and color combinations in nature, in my home, at work, and even while shopping. I enjoy creating beauty by how I combine colors, textures, sizes, and shapes of things. The sounds of beautiful music, waterfalls, the ocean, streams, and birds singing add beauty to my life. I believe that God, the great creator, is the ultimate artist and the original painter of light. Warm golden sun and bright shiny stars are both beautiful to me. The beauty in my life gives me feelings of gratitude, appreciation, and joy. Prosperity. Prosperity allows me to be more, have more, enjoy more, live more, and give more. Prosperity allows me to give more to our family, friends, clients, and to people all over the world. Prosperity gives me more time with people and animals I love. Prosperity allows me to eat healthy foods and to get plenty of exercise. Prosperity allows me to have the best health care so I feel my best. Prosperity gives me beautiful places to live, work, and vacation. Prosperity allows me to be generous and to contribute to people and animals who need help. Prosperity gives me more music, singing, dancing, joy, and fun. It allows me to travel and participate in inspiring conferences and events. Prosperity allows me to attend live performances by favorite entertainers. Prosperity gives me variety, adds excitement, and provides serenity. Prosperity helps me live a beautiful life at home, at work, and wherever I go. Prosperity allows me to use more of my creativity and expands my ability to give. Prosperity allows me to collaborate in creating books, music, songs, and movies that contribute to the healing of the world. Joy. Joy comes from communication for me. I've discovered that how I communicate with myself, my family, my friends, and my clients can add great amounts of joy for me and for others. Writing, talking, listening, reading, singing, and dancing all give me feelings of joy. Hearing the voices of people I love gives me joy. Joy is also my chosen middle name because it reminds me to focus on how I can be a source of joy in my own life and in the lives of all who know me. Being a light in the lives of the people in my circle of influence by how I communicate gives me joy. Joy comes from being the best me I can be. It comes from sharing my love and joy with others. It comes from a choice to radiate love to people and animals. Joy also comes from inspiring others to believe in themselves, believe in their dreams, and believe they can create and live a life that gives them joy. Freedom. Freedom is important to me because it means we get to choose. I enjoy knowing that I am free to choose who I'll be, what I'll do, where I'll go, what work I'll do, how I'll live, what I'll give, and how I'll spend the time I have on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Freedom of choice is something I want for myself and for all of the people in our world. I want us all to be able to choose how we'll live, where we'll live, what work we'll do, who we'll know, how we'll grow, what we'll give, and how we want to be remembered. Fun. Fun is part of a joyful life, in my opinion. In fact, I believe we're here on Earth as physical beings to have fun. We came here to learn, to grow, to experience the beauty, joy, love, freedom, fun, and warm golden sun that is here for us to enjoy on Earth. One of my favorite questions is, how can I make this more fun? Everything we do in life can be more fun if we look for how to make it more fun. Asking empowering questions reminds me to look for ways to make life more fun for me, for my family, friends, clients, and also for the animals we have in our life as well. Sun. Sun is important to me because I'm solar powered, and when I get plenty of warm golden sunshine, I feel at my best. One of the reasons sun is a core value for me is that it reminds me that I can choose to be like the sun and shine my love on everyone in my circle of influence. Seeing the sun, feeling the sun, hearing the word sun, and especially the words warm golden sunshine, makes me feel like I just swallowed sunshine. Energized, happy, relaxed, and glad to be alive. Morning writing is magical. One of the best ways to get to know yourself better is to write about what you feel, want, need, and love. You can write about your life, your feelings, hopes, dreams, wishes, life lessons, mistakes, and successes in your journal, or you can write on 8.5 by 11 paper that you can hole punch and put in binders. When I started writing in a journal, it was so new to me that I felt more comfortable writing in a spiral notebook. I liked the idea that the pages could easily be torn out. Then I started buying lined blank books as journals and wrote in them once in a while, mostly on trips or special occasions. But what has been most helpful to me in developing a deep and loving relationship with myself is to write what Julia Cameron, author of The Artist Way, calls morning pages. Morning pages are 3 pages written longhand, first thing in the morning. They can be about anything that pops into your head. Morning pages are a way of clearing the clutter from your mind, and they're a way that you can have a conversation with yourself. They are a place to talk to yourself on paper. The pages have to be done first thing in the morning because that's the time of day when you are most likely to write about feelings, ideas, and concerns without editing yourself. In The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron said she was originally going to call morning pages brain drain because they drain the unexpressed feelings, thoughts, ideas, and memories from your mind so it's free to be creative. My morning pages give me lots of psychological air because they allow me to feel listened to by my own mind and spirit. Every morning I look forward to my time to have a conversation with myself on paper. It's always interesting to see what pours out of my pencil and onto my golden yellow paper. Writing in the mornings helps me learn, it helps me grow as a person, and it helps me remember the fun and exciting things that happen in my life. And when I write my pages, it helps me see on paper where I need to learn and grow. Seeing what I have to say to myself on paper helps me notice when my actions are taking me away from the outcomes I'd like to create for myself. For example, when I find myself writing about skipping exercise or eating out too often, I know these actions will add weight to my body. When I see in my pages that I need to slow down and relax, it helps me avoid getting sick. I can take some time off to relax, recharge my energy, and take great care of myself. Listening to how I'm feeling by writing my morning pages helps me make better choices and makes me feel better about how I spend my time. Morning pages can also help you notice people who try to keep you from using your creativity by keeping you involved in their problems, their needs, and their work. Writing my morning pages is the best way for me to notice how I really feel about my life. When I write every morning, I notice what my feelings are urging me to do, and I'm able to take action more quickly when I need to get back on course. Take action challenge. If you've never tried writing morning pages, I challenge you to try writing them for 30 days in a row. If 30 days in a row seems too long, try it for a week and see if you want to continue. Think of it as an experiment. See for yourself what morning writing can do for you. I feel confident that you will be glad you decided to write your pages. They will help you get to know yourself really well so that your choices and actions will help you create a life you love. I would love for you to write to me and tell me your feelings about writing morning pages and how you're getting to know yourself. I feel certain you'll begin to notice positive changes in your life, and I would love to hear how writing morning pages makes you feel. Let your thoughts flow out. People who just let their thoughts pour out onto the pages are doing morning pages the right way. When I write in a journal with a pen, I end up reporting on what happens in my life. I find that using ink and writing in a book causes me to be extra careful about what I write since it seems so much more formal and permanent. Writing in pencil allows me to feel more freedom to let the words flow onto my pages. I like being able to erase a word if I think it looks unreadable, or to insert a word that feels like it is more descriptive when it pops into my head. My morning pages are filled with words that pour out of my pencil straight from my heart. If you find that you're feeling blocked when writing with a pen, you might feel more freedom to express yourself with a pencil. Wandering. Author Carolyn Mace says that feeling confused can cause you to start wandering and to look for answers to the things that make you feel confused. Wandering can be a good thing because it helps you decide what you need to do next. When you feel confused, I suggest that you stop what you're doing, look at your situation, and listen to your inner voice for answers. Recently, I was feeling uncertain about a couple of the chapter titles for my book. I started wandering by looking at some of my favorite books and paid more attention to conversations with family and friends. I also started writing down ideas that floated into my head while doing other things. But what helped most was talking it over with a couple of my treasured friends. They felt the same way I did about the titles, and talking with them helped me think of some new ones. My friend Judy helped me create a better order for the chapters. Noticing I was feeling confused caused me to ask for help and to look for more ideas. The feeling of uncertainty sent me wandering, which caused me to find answers, to gather new ideas, and to feel good about my choices. Each time I feel uncertain and begin wandering, I have been able to remember things I have learned that help me move to the next level of my growth and understanding of the situation. Every time you feel confused, you can make the choice to wander and to find out what you need to ask, remember, notice, or learn so that you can go to the next level of growth and satisfaction. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper, plus your favorite pencil or pen, and get comfortable. To help clarify the picture of a life you would love to live, turn your imagination loose while writing your answers to the questions that follow. Read all of the questions first, then write answers to each question in your notebook or journal. Answer the question by describing what you really want. Write about your heart's desires. Write what feels like your ideal answer to each question. If you start writing what you think you should want, stop. Use your imagination to create answers that feel good, exciting, and fun to you. For now, forget about what everyone else wants for you. Later, you can use your imagination to picture them being happy for you and even helping you move toward your dream for your future. It is possible to do what matters most to you without hurting people you love. Right now, just let your imagination go as wild as you want and fantasize about the life you would most enjoy living. This is your fantasy. Make it as spectacular as you can imagine it. What would you want if you believed you deserved to have it or do it? What would you want to do if you knew you would succeed? Who would you model if you could be like anyone you know or a combination of people you admire? Be as clear as you can be when you write your answers. You can always go back and edit your answers and add more details later. Just let answers flow out and see what you notice. Writing your answers is your chance to begin designing a life you love to live. Picture yourself living a life you love. Answer these questions in writing. What would you enjoy doing? How would you spend your time? What work would you do? How would you look? How would you feel? What clothes would you wear? What would your friends be like? What would be different about your life? What would you want to be the same? Who would spend time with you? Where would you live? What would you give? What would you believe? How would you use your creativity? What would people say about you? What would you think about? What kind of goals would you set? How would you celebrate your successes? What would give you feelings of joy? After you finish writing, read your answers. Is there anything you want to add? Is there anything you want to change? By giving yourself some time to enjoy the process, you'll find that more ideas will come to you and you can add them to your description of the life you would most enjoy living. Take your answers to bed with you and read them. Picture yourself living life this way. Does it feel good? What would make it feel even better? Ask yourself, how does it get any better than this? What are some fun things you could add? Who is with you? What makes you laugh and feel good? What inspires you to live the life you're picturing in your imagination? Visualize every day. Every day, give yourself the gift of 5 minutes to visualize. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Close your eyes. Say to yourself, "Thank you for my dream home. Thank you for my dream work. Thank you for my dream life." Then just imagine yourself in your dream home, doing your dream work, and living your dream life. Where are you? Who is with you? How do you feel? What are you thankful for? What do you hear? What do you see? What are you doing? What do you enjoy? Who and what are you thankful for? Allow yourself to see, hear, feel, and enjoy living your life in ways that feel wonderful to you. Each morning after your visualization, write the day, date, time, and the words, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Your feelings are signals. My feelings have been giving me signals all of my life, but it took me years to learn to pay attention to them and know what to do about them. Now I notice my feelings and I pay attention to what they are trying to tell me. If I ignore the warnings my feelings are giving me, I begin to feel less happy with my life. For example, when someone asks me to do something that goes against my beliefs, I feel anxious if I go along with what they want me to do. When I begin to feel uncomfortable, I know that I need to be honest with myself and the other person about what I need to do to feel good about the situation and myself. Just noticing how your body feels when you're about to make a choice can help you know when to do something and when to say, "No, thank you." A teacher of mine taught me that we can always tell our true feelings by noticing how our body feels. Your body always tells you the truth. Maybe it's because it connects with your feelings and reflects them. Sometimes our minds try to do what other people want us to do or what seems like the right thing to do. But if you start to feel uneasy about your choice, it's smart to check in with your heart. Sometimes you'll have to be willing to disappoint someone else to be yourself. Only you can decide what is right for you, and your body can help you know what choice is right for you. If you want to live a life you love, you need to notice how you feel. Your feelings are signals that tell you when you're heading toward what you want or toward what you want to avoid. Listen to your heart, your spirit, and do what makes sense to you. Do what feels right for you. To love your life, you must pay attention to your choices, your feelings, and do what is right for you. In the next chapter, we'll talk about what you believe is possible for you. You'll have a chance to decide what you believe, who you'll believe, and how to believe what empowers you to take action.